This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready for a 1920 steam engine horn to be blasted here, fellas?
That's where the Flintstones got their whistle, right?
Let me get old Mike a little closer to the action here. Because they have a parade, you know, at 10 and 2 every day here at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. I'm folks, Scott Hennon, along with Todd DeRadio God Mitchell, and another hour of What's on Your Mind. And so we got a parade that's about to begin just a few feet from us. And they began it with very unique way of alerting everybody to the fact that it's happening. And, you know, one toot of the horn is not enough. I don't know what you guys think about that, but, you know, it's... Here we go. Here's some more coming now. By the way, if you were here, your skin would feel like it's peeling off your body. That's how significant that is. Do you get a little sense of that, Todd? Manny, can you...
Oh, that was good.
I can sense it.
You can hear it okay? You can get the power of exactly. So that's leading the parade. I'm deaf, but other than that, everything's fine. Great. Yeah. Can't hear anymore. But I don't see him anywhere. Fred or Barney.
I just thought maybe that was where they got the whistle from.
Yeah, exactly. All right, a couple calls been waiting to get in here, and we'll do that. We also have a little later on this hour Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary. We're going to talk a little bit about virtuous leadership, and I'm going to talk about the good old days, you know, and that would be very well represented here in a lot of the equipment that helped a lot of people farm the land at a very different time versus today when the modern conveniences and technology are incredible. Our question of the day has been, what's better? And some interesting takes on that today, so appreciate that. Anything on your mind, give us a ring at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline or text Todd at 701-226-8503. But know the parade's going on here as we go throughout the program, so lots of fun background for you. John and Richardson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning. Great show. Just a solution to these protesters when they're arrested. It really is loud. When these protesters are arrested, if there's somebody there with cash right away, why couldn't these judges, this is a little facetious, I realize, but if the judges set the bail at, say, $25,000, $50,000, wouldn't, number one, the county could recoup some of its costs, but of course they won't pay it, so these protesters will find out who really does have their back.
I think they, you can't, as I understand it, manipulate, you know, the amount of bail.
I realize that.
For some ulterior motive, it's got to meet the you know, the criteria of what's the risk factor and are they going to appear or whatever. But I hear you. I mean, I would like the judges just to decide to say, really, doing what they're doing, you know, 29-day suspended sentence, is that any kind of a deterrent? If there's a if the law calls for 30 days in jail for this offense for the first time, then put them in jail for 30 days. Right?
Scott, are you inside that whistle, or what's going on here?
Or have them listen to that for 30 days and they'll never do anything wrong ever again for as long as they live, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm not inside, but I am, I am close.
I think that's as close to that whistle as anyone's ever gotten with a microphone. Holy cow.
It shakes you to the core, ladies and gentlemen.
You're awake now, right?
Yeah, Greg and Mandan on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind, Greg.
Well, I think these protesters, it all takes gas to drive to the protest site. Maybe they should, you know, like the Native Americans, they want to protest all this. Well, it takes oil to heat their home, takes gas for them to drive to them from. They should just take that all away from them. If that's what they want to, you know, take, where do they think this gas comes from?
Yeah, by the way, where does their iPhone come from? And there's the petroleum products in iPhones. And I saw a lot of those at the protest site yesterday because that was kind of the issue du jour. You know, get some people to yell at the law enforcement officers down there, call them pigs, and then everybody else record it so they instantly can have it go viral. I mean, I've been saying all along.
Where do you think the tires come from? Where do you think any of your parts come from? It all comes from oil, part of oil.
You go ahead.
You know, they're being so stupid.
But I say we give them steam.
We'll go back to horse and buggy like they used to. If they don't want the oil to go to the refinery to make the state better money, well, they don't deserve to have the gas and heating oil. Because it all's got to go to the refinery somehow.
Yeah. No, you're making too much sense, Greg, but this is an ignorance that is really alarming because there is so much of that. That's just, and I've said even if you take them at their word that this is about that pipeline in that spot and the potential harm to any water, you know, set aside the risk factor of that and everything else. There are other pipelines, so why has another pipeline been protested? Why is it this one?
You know, yeah, there's many pipelines that go under that Missouri River.
And this is the last one they ought to be worried about because it's the newest, latest, greatest technology. It has this, double layer. So if, the inside layer would happen to leak with oil, it triggers, a chemical in the outer layer that then trips a sensor that then allows the pipeline to be shut down before anything leaks.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that's the kind of technology that are in these things, that's being ignored. This is professional protesting. This is Earth Justice, the big group behind this. Their main mission: end fossil fuels. They call them dirty fuels. No dirty fuels. And again, you have to then ask, okay, no dirty fuels, then so you're staying home. You're never getting a car. You're not going to go. You're not going to fly anywhere. You're not going to drive anywhere because you use dirty fuels.
If they want to go nuclear, what happens when we get a nuclear meltdown on one of those power plants like Chernobyl? You know, a meltdown. Well, then you've really got a problem.
Yeah, exactly right. Greg, you raised some good points. I don't know that it changes anybody's mind because this really isn't about a pipeline. This is about green extremism. Dale and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a suggestion for our governor. They do nothing about this protest. He doesn't have to worry about getting reelected because he's not running anymore. But what he needs to do is get a hold of Washington, D.C. and stop all of the money that is going to the reservation. That the everything they get from the federal government every day, for as many days as this protest has been going on, until they move back to their property, to their land, and then even they're going to get sued and stuff. They're never going to pay it. So just keep piling that money up until everybody who has a lawsuit against them gets paid. And they should also stop all their welfare and disability checks so that the people down there will help put a stop to this. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to know how many people, actually Standing Rock and Roll members, are actively involved in this versus the people that are out of state. I noticed of the 8 people that were arrested at this week's unlawful activity, 2 of them were from North Dakota and the rest were from out of state. So is that a proportion that would hold with the rest? I don't know. I think the governor is in dialogue with the Standing Rock folks. I think your suggestion on the federal government, at least to get involved, this is a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers approved project. So they are now on land without permission on, Corps land. So I've said for a while, this is really a federal issue that seems to be, not getting much attention from the federal government. I've said before, Senator Heidi Heitkamp ought to be more involved in having the ability to be the lone Democrat of the congressional delegation and at least have a dialogue with the Obama administration. She's a Hillary Clinton supporter. How about phoning Hillary Clinton up and saying, hey, you want to be dealing with this, your entire administration, if you're to be elected? I don't think so. Let's get involved. Let's deal with it now. This is the big worry here. This is a company and a project that's done everything according to the laws they're supposed to do that is now unable to do it, and it's happening in North Dakota. Happening on federal land, but it's happening in North Dakota. So that's not something we can sit back and take lightly, and I sense from you, Dale, and a lot of others, a desire to take action to have this thing wind down, especially given the fact some people are spoiling for a fight and meaning to do harm. All right, appreciate the call. Thank you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after a timeout.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
North America's largest tank trailer manufacturer is looking for tank trailer mechanics in North Dakota at their Kildare and Williston locations right now, paying up to $32 an hour. The Northwest Regional Manager Gary's on the phone for Polar Service Center. He's given me a cell phone to tell you, hey, have folks call me. I want to hire them now. 701-495-3592. Gary, tell us about what you're looking for.
If you're a trailer technician, you can do suspension systems and brake jobs and electrical repairs and Titan repairs, and you can weld and fabricate. If you can do the tank inspections also and you're certified, you can make as high as $32 an hour.
They also do on-the-job training, and you could be making $32 an hour for a great company, Polar Service Center. They're in Kildare. They're in Williston. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592. Incredible benefit package. 401k with a match, full health care. They have a great, great plan, low deductibles. You're going to love this. Call Gary, 701-495-3592, Polar Service Center.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
My wife and I aren't home much. Between work and the kids' activities, we're always on the go. We're missing a lot of calls to our home phone number. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, callers to our home can choose which one of us they want to talk to. And the call is forwarded right to our cell phone, no matter where we are. And since we don't need a landline anymore, we're saving over $25 every month. We've been customers for almost 2 years now, and it works perfectly. OurOldNumber.com. Make your home phone number as mobile as you are.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
At the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion in Rolog today, brought to you in part by our friends at B-Mobile. Did you know they are in Fargo and Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Bottineau in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota? You'll find a location near you. You can check it out at bmobile.com. They are the Verizon Wireless Premium Retailer. So you can connect to communicate with them. And, of course, Verizon, America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. So it's a great pair. You got the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon, and you have Verizon. They have this new Hum technology that is pretty amazing. It is a tool to make your car smarter and safer with roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders and vehicle locators and hands-free Bluetooth calling. So for a limited time right now, they have a great deal. 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go at Be Mobile and tell them Scott sent you. We chat with some guests from the University of Mary in just a moment. Meantime, I want to take some calls. Wayne, chat, Jeff and Mandary. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I just thought I'd make this comment. It's a little hypocritical with this protest going on, but up here around Mandary, they got hundreds and hundreds of oil wells on the reservation, and most of that oil would probably go through that pipeline. So why aren't they up here protesting? I guess that's one of the comments I've got. Thanks.
Yes, Jeff, you're not the only one to suggest that. In fact, very early on, three affiliated tribes very much in favor of pipeline development and supportive of it because of, you know, the lessening impact on infrastructure, right? Less trucks on the road, less trains carrying oil. So, Francis in Sisseton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Francis. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to all your... You've been radio broadcast lately. I've listened to it for a long time. But I think your callers and you guys have it wrong because federal court just issued a easement permit for that company here within the last week. So they've been on that land illegally all this time. And the protectors down there have been demonstrating against that illegal activity that the company's been doing there.
Illegal activity? No, I think what you're talking about is the company received permission and the notice that a permit would be issued. The actual permit had not been issued, but they had the authority through the Corps of Engineers to say the permit's coming. I just think the actual physical permit hadn't been issued, but there certainly was no issue with the company being on that land. Francis, appreciate the call. Here's an off-air call that came in earlier on our big topic today. Roll that, and then we'll chat with our guest from the University of Mary coming up.
Good morning. The initiation of the Industrial Revolution, the invention of the internal combustion engine, and the start of the petroleum industry certainly has led to the wilting of humanity. Both parents were stepping into the workforce and out of the home. Kids are dropped off at school and daycare. Our number one reason for living, our families, has suffered severely. Yes, our families continue to grow in material wealth, but our spiritual arteries are clogged. True love is lacking. We have no time for it. We are more lonely than ever, texting, emailing, and avoiding eye contact in public places. As Henry Deborah Thoreau has stated, the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. What we need to realize is this. We are rich in proportion to the number of things we can live without. Thank you.
Thank you. A very interesting commentary related to the topic we've been talking about today, and a perfect one to begin our conversation today on virtuous leadership with our friends from the University of Mary, the President, Monsignor James Shea, and Vice President of Public Affairs, Jerome Richter. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing really great, Scott. How are you doing today?
Doing good, because I am at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion in Rolog, Minnesota, full of 264 acres of everything that made America great, certainly in agriculture and a lot of great agrarian roots that we have in this part of the world, so...
You know,
I couldn't
Scott,
be any better, but
I'm from Emmons County, which is the home of the Braddock Threshing Bee that they have every year. It's always an iconic event, and I remember going to it a lot when I was a young boy. My colleague here, Jerome Richter, went to the threshing grounds only when Johnny Holm would have a concert there.
What he doesn't realize is my grandfather, my mom's dad, lived about 2 miles away from that threshing ground, and every time I went down there, I had to work, so I stayed away from it.
You know, I started the show today by saying, you know, comparing what you see here to what our farmers have today in the way of technology and equipment, and just it's incredible. It's hard not to just be completely, you know, completely mind-boggled. Yet if we turn that clock back 63 years when this show started, we can see in those last 63 years, while technology and things have gotten better, that maybe, you know, some things that are really important to the human condition are not. So my question was, what's better, the good old days or today? So I want to start there with you guys before we get into our topic today on virtuous leadership, but it certainly connects. What do you think? What's better?
Well, Scott, here's my answer. I think today is better, and this just resonates with what I always tell our students here at the University of Mary, that we should never wish that we lived in a different age, because God's placed us here at a particular time. He's given us particular circumstances and particular talents, and we're called upon not to be nostalgic in our lives, but to be courageous, to roll up the sleeves, and to plunge into life in the circumstances that we find ourselves in. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Scott, that we have a difficulty or a challenge that surrounds the question of technology. Even though we become more and more skilled and sophisticated technologically, we have, I think you could make a good argument, that we have become less knowledgeable, less understanding, and less sophisticated about the human condition, about questions of human happiness, about culture and family and society and even politics and all of those different types of things. And that just means that there's a deeper need, of course, for those portions of our culture, of our society, that are responsible for the forming of the human character to come more deeply to the fore. One of those, obviously, is education, and that's what we spend all our time thinking about and doing up here at the University of Mary.
Jerome, you want to give a 30-second cherry on top of that Sunday?
Well, it'll simply be a cherry on top. I just had the great opportunity to speak to some good people out in Western North Dakota about a topic that I feel totally incompetent in speaking on, parenting. But as I told them, I was given a great mother and father, and based off of their rearing of me, I was able to say something that seemed intelligible, and it was this. And my mom told me this. If anybody thinks that they're an expert in parenting, they're straight up liars, because times change and things have changed. And so to compare the good old days to the days today is kind of a fun thing to do. But in the long run, we only have the time that God has given us at this moment, and we need to use it as we know He's asking us to use it. And so,
Well said. We'll pick this up on the other side of break. Hold tight, if you will. More coming up from Roll On with our friends from the University of Mary today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Let there be lights in your home. Sunlight. Bring it in. I'll tell you about sunrooms. And Four Seasons, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, period. Now, this is a great investment. The one true investment that you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. Give me one other thing you can buy that will be worth more in 10 years than it is today. A Four Seasons sunroom will be. It goes up in value, and you get to use it every day. It'll be your favorite room in the house. Light is so special. It's spiritual for many. And you know what? It's easy to install. This can be done in a few weeks. Simple as a phone call for a free in-home estimate, and you're on your way. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free with special financing, too. Four Seasons Sunroom, waiting for your call right now. 701-793-0710. Tell them Scott sent you.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA. Be sure to get on in there and check out their great Bison apparel. They really have great stuff at great prices. You also, every week, can register for that $50,000 giveaway. They're giving away the PetroServe USA gift cards to folks every single week. And every week there's a new round of drawings. So, in other words, if you haven't been there in a week, you're not in on the current drawing. So you got to go in. Get registered and do that sooner rather than later. And take advantage of that 4-for-4 special, too, is the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two cookies of your choice. Great cookies, too. Those four items are $4 all day, every day. It's great lunch or dinner, great price. At PetroServe USA, under the red, white, and blue banner, look for them in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck and Mandan. Of course, you head east, you're going to find them in Valley City and Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo into Minnesota as well, up to Grafton, down to Wahpeton. So you'll find them. Arthur, as a matter of fact. Castleton, two locations. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. On Senior Shea and Jerome Richter, with us from the University of Mary today. We're talking leadership today on the program, something that people I hear from in North Dakota say we need more of, tomorrow's leaders. And there is something called virtuous leadership that is taught at the University of Mary, and we're talking about it. Tell me what it is. What is it? How would you describe virtuous leadership?
Well, Scott, you know, in 2001, my predecessor, Sister Thomas Welder, whose portrait hangs in the Rough Rider Hall of Fame in our state capitol, who's a marvelous human being, she said that the University of Mary would be a premier institution in the whole country for the teaching of something called servant leadership, which is the acknowledgement that leadership isn't about power. Leadership isn't about being able to tell people what to do and having a lot of people serving you. Leadership is rather about being a servant, and good leaders are good servants. And so when she branded the University of Mary as America's Leadership University, that's what she meant. She was getting at a distinctive kind of leadership, the type of leadership which is transformative for a whole organization and which is transformative for individual lives. Virtuous leadership is related to servant leadership. What it focuses upon, it's an amplification of the idea of servant leadership in that it focuses upon the excellence of the human heart, and that leadership involves bringing the best out of others, about living the best lives that we can possibly live, about dealing with the shortcomings and the vices that we each harbor in our own lives and in our own heart, about developing personal excellence and then bringing that personal excellence out of others as well.
Why do we need it? Tell me, Jerome, I'm going to start with you. What is the, as I mentioned, I've been at the North Dakota Leadership Events, which the University of Mary hosts, and you see, you know, a sparkle in the eye of many that, yes, this is what we need. Why do we need this?
Well, thank you, Scott. Going back to the previous question that we were discussing about the good old days or today, the one thing that they needed then and we need now is leaders. We've always needed leaders. We always will need leaders. And the leaders that we're going to follow need to be well-formed. And at the University of Mary here, we are very intentional about that. We know something about the human person. We have the traditions both of a good, solid education, the Christian, Catholic, intellectual tradition. And it says this, that a person needs to be trained to be a good person. The person needs to be given the gifts and the graces. And so virtue, as you've heard me say a few times and many, many others have, virtue is simply the habitual choosing of the good. And people need to first recognize what is good and then to work the muscles of the will to choose what is good. And so who is a virtuous leader? Is a person who stands up for what is good and true, chooses it consistently, and is able to lead others toward that same thing. That's virtuous leadership.
And we believe, Scott, very deeply that leaders aren't born. Leaders are trained. Leaders are educated. Leaders are formed. They have their hearts and their minds formed and shaped, not simply by trendy ideas, but by ideas and thoughts and explorations which have been part of the human experience and part of human exploration and philosophy and faith over the course of centuries. In other words, we're not reinventing the wheel for the very first time. Virtuous leadership at the University of Mary is the formation and the training of hearts and minds such that people are able to tap in to a deep and an old and a venerable tradition which allows people to understand that human beings have been striving after excellence for a long time. And that there are some tried and true things which we need to take account of. Obviously, we need to make sure that we're carefully honing those things and adapting those ideas for the modern age, for the circumstances that we find ourselves in today. But it's possible in our own time for there to be integrity, strength of character, and virtue in leaders. And obviously, we can see and point out, when you ask why it's important in our day, bad leaders are a dime a dozen. And you can find them all over the place. And you can turn on the television, you can open the newspaper, and there are examples of poor leadership here, there, and everywhere. But the really good leader, the people who really change history, those are the ones who allow themselves to have their character formed for excellence, and then who bring that concern and that formation to those who are entrusted to their care. And that's what we're about when we talk about virtuous leadership.
And how is it being received, right? This is something that the University of Mary has been putting forward of late. I mentioned earlier the events that have happened on campus. I mean, give me some examples where you see this making a difference.
You know, it's an amazing thing. Of course, we're inculcating and forming very deeply the Gary Thorpe School of Business, our School of Business here at the University of Mary. That faculty has been leading the charge in terms of virtuous leadership because, of course, virtue in business, ethics in business, morality in business are really important in our day. And we want the graduates of our business school to be particularly formed and shaped in that way because then they can better bring about the common good. Our students in the School of Business and our faculty in the School of Business, under the leadership of Dr. John Warford, who was for a long time the mayor of Bismarck and who's now the dean of the School of Business, those faculty and those students have been responding beautifully. And then also, you know, Alexander Havard is one of the sort of leaders in the field of virtuous leadership. And he's written a book called Virtuous Leadership and another book called Created for Greatness. We've distributed these texts kind of far and wide among the business community, among political leaders, and the response that we have from those who take the time to read them, and they're not very long, but the response that we get has been phenomenal. So like you said, when we hosted Leadership North Dakota here on our campus, we had some of the most well-known people in the state of North Dakota, really well-known leaders who came together and heard Alexander Havard speak about virtuous leadership. And then we had in early June an immersion weekend where all sorts of people from all over the state came together and spent 4 days thinking about and talking about and discussing and learning about the ideas of virtuous leadership. And that included people who were working up in the oil patch in Watford City. It included people from the banking and engineering industries here in Bismarck. It included pastors who came to us from Fargo, Catholics and Lutherans. And what was astonishing was that the unanimous experience that people had was that it was transformative. It was life-changing to hear about these ideas. So the response, Scott, has been really strong.
Emailer from Minot says, I sure hope someone wrote down all of Monsignor Shea's comments from this morning. Some great words of advice on how to live today instead of wishing for what was. Yeah, that's the beauty of radio. We can record those things for that listener and for others. But I thought the same thing, Monsignor, after a discussion this morning about the old versus the new and today's technology and the understandable hand-wringing that goes on to say, gosh, things just aren't the same today, and the fretting. And there's a lot of it out there. I mean, there's a lot of people very concerned about, what happens in November in elections, and people are constantly concerned. And I guess that's just a confirmation of everything that you've talked about today being so very necessary to have the kind of leaders that inspire us and also maybe calm us when it's necessary, huh?
Absolutely, Scott. This is Jerome here. You see the leadership being expressed right in Monsignor's wisdom to be able to see clearly of what's going on. And you ask the question, how is it being received? I want to speak about our traditional students, the 18-year-old, the 19-year-old. Here's what I've experienced with them. When you talk to them about virtuous leadership, there's a certain relief that they experience. So many of our young people think either you got it or you don't got it. And they now all of a sudden are given the tools to say, wow, I can work at this. And it also is the type of leaders that we need, because we know that there's some people out there that are saying, I should have this because I just am. When we know that you have to train for something, whether it's sports, business, writing, whatever it is, you have to train yourself to do it. Well, the moral life, the life of integrity is the same thing. You don't all of a sudden become a very good and upstanding person that has moral courage by accident. This is something that you take a lifetime. And that's why we always want to put forward good, true, virtuous leaders as examples to our young people. Monsignor mentioned Sister Thomas. There's an example. As Christians, we have the saints. For other faiths and other people, we naturally know the virtuous heroes that are out there that have gone before us, and we need to look up to them.
You know, one of the things that Jerome said, Scott, is really interesting to me because it gets at the nitty-gritty about what virtue is about. So there's virtue and there's its opposite, which is vice. The vicious person is a person who is a person of vice. So there's virtue and there's vice. And both of them, in a certain sense, work in the same way. They're developed through habits. And so we might be tempted to do something which we know is wrong. We might be tempted to do something we know is wrong, and it's just a small thing and nobody's going to notice. But that action, if we give in to that temptation, that action makes a mark on our soul, on our intelligence, and on our will. And so then the next time it's easier to do the evil, and the next time it's easier and easier, and you can get in a habit where you're going barreling at 100 miles an hour right down the path of self-destruction. The other aspect, and here's the good news, the other aspect is true too. When we're challenged to do something which might be difficult but which is good, even if it's a small thing, and especially if it's a larger thing, if we can muster the courage to do that which is right, the next time it will be easier, and then the next time and the next time, and pretty soon you develop the disposition, the habit, the character in which doing that which is right and true and good is second nature. Obviously, that builds upon our natural disposition. Of course, we're born with all sorts of different temperaments, but it's extraordinarily comforting to know that human beings can through their actions, form their character.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to ask these two about how this is being taught. We agree it needs to be taught, how it's being taught, how you can participate when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Monday on What's On Your Mind, we're going to do a special Labor Day broadcast. We'll be live, but we're going to be chatting with some people that are featured in the University of Mary's 360 Review magazine. Some great stories, so you'll enjoy that Monday. Tuesday, Colonel Michael Gerhardt of the North Dakota Highway Patrol will join. He's the superintendent. Congressman Kramer, of course, Wednesday in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Friday, Grant Levi will join us for that Talk Radio Town Hall for the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Talk about lots of things, including road construction. Hopefully that season ending very, very soon, right? Today, we're at the 63rd Annual Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. In Rolog, Minnesota, the Minneapolis Moline Expo, they call it. This event goes through Monday, 264 acres plus of, I'm telling you what, just a whole lot of history. And some amazing things for the whole family. Great food, great fun, parades at 10 and 2 every day, and they do it upright. So hope you get a chance to get out here and soak all this in. It was fun talking with some of those folks. The parade, the 10 o'clock parade, still going on as we speak right now.
All right, grab a pen because I have an opportunity for you to get a free book about virtuous leadership and learn a little bit more about how the University of Mary is teaching virtuous leadership. You heard about it today on the program from Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter, and now find out how you can immerse yourself in this. So what do we need to do? Go to a website, right?
That's right. So, Scott, if you go to umary.edu, umary.edu/virtue, so just backslash in the word virtue, what will come up is various resources on virtuous leadership. So there's a brief explanation of virtuous leadership. There are some videos that are available of Alexander Havard talking about virtuous leadership. And then there's an inquiry form as well, where part of inquiring for more information about, we offer, for instance, a master's in business administration, an MBA with a concentration in virtuous leadership. Part of that opportunity is you can get a free copy of Created for Greatness, which is this extraordinary book by Alexander Havard about virtuous leadership. And it has in there something, you know, Scott, you've heard of an examination of conscience, haven't you? In other words, where you sort of sit back and you think carefully about where you're at and how you're doing. And this book, Created for Greatness, has in it an examination of conscience on leadership and on virtue as well, which is super helpful. I sit down and go through it from time to time just to see how I'm doing in my own leadership here at the University of Mary. So umary.edu/virtue gives people an overview of virtuous leadership, of the sort of vision that we have for virtuous leadership, and also gives the opportunity for those who are interested, who want to come on a two-day seminar, for instance, or who want to get an MBA in virtuous leadership, or who are interested in other types of encounters with the ideals and ideas of virtuous leadership, they're able to access that. Plus, I think there's a place where you can zip us any questions. We have a lot of great people, a lot smarter than me, who are thinking about this all the time.
And if you go to that website, I'm there now, umary.edu/virtue. There is a little blue box just on the left-hand side, top of where you're at, and an Inquire Now box. You click on that, and that's where you fill out your name information and get the free book. So just click on the Inquire Now, and you'll see it. Now, you mentioned the full graduate business program, the master's with a concentration in virtuous leadership. There's also a three-course certification to do this as well, right?
That's right. In other words, for those who aren't looking to do a full master's program, they can do a certification. Also, for those who aren't even looking, and the certification, by the way, is three courses, and one of the courses is a real sort of immersion course in virtuous leadership and its ideals. And then the third option, of course, is we have seminars from time to time just on virtuous leadership that are part of the larger program that people can take a part in sort of an a la carte way.
umary.edu, the letter U, mary.edu/virtue to check that out and find out more about it, and also get that book, which is the basis of this program that we've talked about today in the virtuous leadership. I love the term. And it is, as you say, needed now more than ever. And we hear this a lot from, I hear it from, you know, leaders in their 40s and 50s and 60s in North Dakota to say, hey, we need a concentrated effort to bring up young leaders now and get them involved. And obviously, America's Leadership University is a great place to do it. Most affordable education for the buck that you're going to find. So we need to get a plug in there, too. I know I hear Dale Lennon's Golden Tones across the airwaves talking right now about comparisons to UND and NDSU in the affordability area that have a lot of eyebrows raised in higher education. So congratulations to you both on that as well.
Scott, if I may, just to make a comment again on this virtuous leadership, there are so many among us that don't claim, nor would they realize to be virtuous leaders because they are simply good people. What we want to do is train people to have the talents to do the professional work that they need to do, but also to be a good citizen and good people. And I think of my own mother growing up, working hard on the farm, raising us kids on a dairy farm. She was a virtuous leader. Sometimes people need to understand that a leader isn't the one that is out on the podium leading the charge, but the one who's consistent, who's consistently choosing what is good. And that is why so many people family, friends, neighbors come running to my mom and asking for her advice because she chooses good.
Fantastic.
Scott, it's always great to be with you.
You too, gentlemen. Just got a text from a listener on a Medora saying valuable comments about leadership and today's generation and today's show, and they're training a lot of good ones out of Medora, too. So appreciate the feedback on today's program. Monsignor James Shea, Jerome Richter, thank you both. God bless you. Have a fabulous weekend, folks. We will see you Monday.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Teen drivers account for about 5% of drivers in North Dakota, but they're involved in nearly 18% of all vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents educating their teen drivers.
There's no disputing statistics. It's nationwide and it's in North Dakota. They're all the same. Teens are overrepresented, and it's because of their inexperience. So we have to do everything we can to educate them to be safer drivers, to pay attention to the road, to not distract other teens when they're in the car, wear their seatbelt, don't text and drive, and they'll make it home. And that's what we have to do as parents to keep our teens safe.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.